Blog Talk Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good afternoon, rodeo fans. That's right. I'm your host, Scott Mesick, and welcome to the Making Eight Radio Show. Joining me back on the ranch tonight is one of our special guest hosts for this evening, and I'm talking about the kamikaze himself and Rob Smith. So, looks like we're having a little trouble switching over here. Rob, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. How's everybody?
Oh, we're doing wonderful, man. Welcome to Making Eight Radio again.
I'm glad to be back with y'all.
Seems
pretty
just
important
like yesterday.
Night tonight.
Well, yes, sir, it is. I know you have been a busy man today, probably taking lots of different phone calls there and all about this huge event that's going on for these bullfighters.
Well, we're really excited about the event that we're going to have there at the South Point with the Thunder Equa Games. The first weekend, 12 top bullfighters. The next weekend, the top six guys will come back. And then we'll eliminate three more, and at the end of the show, the top three guys will come back for the big bucks.
Well, man, we are excited. And you know, Rob, I've got to thank you again. You know, I can't tell you how excited we are as far as Making 8 Radio, being able to go out there and actually broadcast this event live on Making8.com. And,
well,
you know,
we're glad to have you on board.
I gotta tell you, you and I had talked about it, and you know, you said one of the things we really needed to do was focus on getting somebody there that knew bullfighting. Now, I'm not a bullfighter. I've never been in that arena as a bullfighter, and I would never claim to be, because good Lord knows, you know, this guy here is looking to get out of that arena, you know, when I get off them bulls. But I'll tell you, you know, we kind of did some research, Rob, and. You know, I'm just going to throw a name out there. I don't know how much you know about him. I mean, they call this guy, Dusty Tuckness. I've seen a few videos on him, but what do you think about this kid?
Not the guy from Ateetsee, Wyoming.
Oh, well, no.
Well, I tell you what, Dusty, we couldn't have a better guy to help you with it, you know, and Dusty, I know, is really excited. He got voted in. He's going to work the National Finals Rodeo this year. So, he's got a lot of work out there this week.
He sure does, and we're going to do what we can to make him work even harder. You know, we want him to bring the action to all the fans at home, and give us the real insight on a lot of these bullfighters and what these bulls are going to do. So, joining us tonight as well with our Back on the Ranch show is Dusty Tuckness. So Dusty, hey, say hey.
Hey, how's everybody doing?
We're doing all right.
It's going to be a major blessing, good deal there for us to have Dusty as a color commentator analyst there, because he's going to know a lot of guys, and he knows what's expected there. We've got two great judges in Miles Hare and Doug Ferzani that are going to be judging these guys, and we've got a heck of a field. Though Dusty doesn't get to be part of it, and unfortunately, we would have loved to have had him in the contest, but by him being voted to work the National Finals Rodeo, the NFR committee will not let you participate in any other events outside of the National Finals. So that's the reason Dusty's not part of this field. Otherwise, he'd be at the top of the list.
Well, you were just talking about it and saying he didn't even make the alternate list, Rob.
I got to throw a little trash at him just to keep him on his toes. You know, him and Ross Hill would have been fighting it out for the 12th spot probably.
Well, it's a good thing we don't have Ross Hill on here with us tonight. You know, it's actually a shame, but yeah, it's kind of good for Dusty and I, because last time we had Rob and Ross both on the same show, all the fans know about there that were listening, you know, we couldn't hardly get in a word in edgewise. That show there just took off.
Before it's over tonight, Ross Hill will be on the phone calling in. You watch.
I don't doubt it. And you know, we actually are going to open up the phone lines for you fans that are listening in. If you all want to talk with Dusty Tugness or Rob Smets, the Kamikaze Man himself, 646-915-9940. We'll be happy to have you on. We'll take your calls as best as we can. But now, Rob, getting down into the event itself, you've got the top 12 bullfighters. And we're going to go through the list and talk about some of these guys. But the rules and how the you obviously mentioned that you have two judges, and how are these guys going to get the points?
Well, you got two judges that are going to be marking. Each judge marks 1 to 25 points on how strong the animal performs, 1 to 25 points from each judge on how well the bullfighter performs. So they're going to be judged on how well how well they maneuver around the animal in as close proximity to the animal as they can work without getting caught. You're basically playing a game of tag with the bull. Maintaining control, the judges are going to be watching for where they are able to step into the shoulder and make rounds, what we call going making rounds with a bull. Step-throughs is a maneuver where you work off a throw and a fake, and at one point in the maneuver, you actually turn your back completely to the bull as you step through and step to the shoulder. The reverse move is a misdirection move. If that bull happens, you cut off a little bit one way, you roll back the other way, step back into the shoulder. And then jumping bulls is going to bring you some points. Extra points are also going to be judged on if they go to the barrel, how well they maintain control of the barrel and protect the barrel man that's in the barrel, not letting the bull get his head in there. Things that are going to lose them points is when the bull controls the fight. If he runs them up the fence, if he runs you over, if he starts cutting you off on the maneuvers that you're trying to do where he's dictating the fight, then, of course, the bullfighter's going to lose points because he's not the one maintaining control.
Okay, so now let's just take a look. Now, we watched some of your videos. I actually had the opportunity to watch your Hall of Fame inductee video, and you know, so those fake moves that you do when you misdirection that bull, when that bull thinks you're going one way and you cut back the other, that makes a huge impact on that, correct?
Well, that's going to help because it's going to help set you up to get around the animal. Unfortunately, in my career, I never had the kind of speed that Dusty has. Dusty's got the ability to just take off and outleg one around the corner, and I was never blessed with that kind of speed. So much of my work and how I fought bulls was a lot of misdirection because I didn't have that kind of quickness.
Well, and I will tell you this. I've actually had the opportunity to watch Dusty Tugness on YouTube videos and things like that, really getting into this whole bullfighting challenge. And, you know, does a guy get that many more points for doing a backflip off of him?
Well, I mean, the backflip is a heck of a maneuver. The thing about the backflip is you fight those bulls for 40 to 70 seconds. The idea of the bullfight is to maneuver around that animal, bringing it to a high spot to sell it. The tough thing about that backflip is, as from my point of view, is you started off with a high point right there off the bat, that if you make any kind of a bobble at all, where do you go from there to come back and bring it to a higher spot than where you opened the show with?
Gotcha. Well,
now, but I'm not the man with the pencil in my hand there, so what my judges look for there, you know, Miles Hare's a two-time world champion. Doug Ferzani's a three-time Salinas champion, that those guys know what they're looking for, and, you know, they may not look at it the same way I do. It's just the idea of it is to bring it to a high spot and sell it. You have to go a minimum of 40 seconds, no longer than 70 seconds. So somewhere between that 40-70 period, when you figure that you've got all out of the bull you're going to get, whether you try to jump him then or what maneuver you may try to do to get a high point and make that crowd go, ooh, one last time, that's the goal.
Well, Dusty, what do you think about that, man? Now, you've actually been the man himself, that one of the few guys, I believe, that have actually accomplished that and actually doing a backflip off of a bull. And I got to tell you, man, that's pretty impressive stuff. What do you think that it does for a guy?
Well, like you said, you know, there's not very many people that I even know that do the backflip. The guy who originated the backflip was Andy Burrell, and he did it the first year in 04 for the PBR bullfights. And the day that I saw him do it, I told myself, you know what, if he can do it, I can do it. So I started doing it a couple times, and it worked out all right. And then actually in Denver, Colorado, the year before the footage that's on YouTube, a guy by the name of Quirt Hunt come into the locker room and dared me or Wasey to do the backflip. And I remember looking at Quirt and saying, do you know who you're talking to? And he said, I'll pay somebody, I'll write somebody a check if they do it. Well, I'm not a guy to back down from anything, so I went ahead and did it. And when I walked back in the locker room that night, I looked at Quirt and I said, that's Tuckness with two S's. So from there, you know, it just went on. And
how many times have you actually landed that?
The time when I landed it was the next year in Denver, and I've been really trying to work on and trying to get it landed, and I was kind of successful in just about every one I did. There's one or two that I rotated and I landed on my feet, but then I fell to my hands and knees. And then in Denver, Colorado, 2 years ago, I ended up getting it landed. And from there on, when I landed it, I told myself, this bull has got nothing on me now. And I just went to him, and it worked out good.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and there's no doubt that Dusty and Andy Burrell's athleticism is, you know, second to none.
Well, I'll tell you what, this is going to be one heated up event now. You were saying that each judge is going to score 1 to 25 for the bullfighter and then 1 to 25 for the bull rub. Do they have – I mean, obviously it's judged on the basis of similar to actually bull riding, but are they going to get – like the bull does not perform to the best of their ability, are they going to get an option to take on a new challenge?
Although we'll have refight bulls there, it won't be because somebody's bull was that much weaker than the other. If that happens, they'll get the opportunity to have a refight bull.
Do they throw a red flag type of deal out there, kind of like they do with the judging nowadays?
Yeah, that is exactly what will happen. You know, they're going to watch and see, and it's a fine line right there, being able to decide whether you're going to give a refight, and it's tougher usually if it's the first guy. So unfortunately, sometimes one guy may have to go quite a ways because you don't know how the second bull, the pin's going to be, for instance.
Right, right. Okay.
And they only have – the thing about it is Doug Ferzani was at the bullfight in Salinas, California, so Doug kind of made a list of what he felt was – bulls that would suit each other. And the thing about it is, we're not having to set a pin of, like at the PBR, 45 bulls trying to make them all even. We're going to have six heads-up matches. So we just got to try and match two bulls, two bulls, two bulls, and two bulls down the line. So
okay.
I feel very confident that Doug sat there and he should have us a really good pin set.
Wonderful. Well, I'll tell you what, man, this is just getting me all kinds of fired up. I think this is an opportunity for rodeo fans out there to really watch a really entertaining event, as well as, you know, of course, this is going to be going on during the day, and then you're going to have the opportunity to go watch the bullfighters in action and really making their money and doing what the you know, doing what the bullfighters do, and that is the cowboy protection at the Wrangler National Finals.
Well, and that's where Dusty will come in, and he'll be setting the world on fire because they'll be having a lot of fun right there at the NFR.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Now, one of the other questions I had in that is, can the bullfighter be disqualified for doing anything during his 40 seconds to 70 seconds?
Well, the only way that they wouldn't get a score is if they don't make the 40-second whistle.
Okay.
But as far as, you know, there's no weapons. The only thing that the bullfighter has to depend on is his prowess to maneuver around the animal. So it's his feet and his brain, and he's got to be able to outthink his opponent.
Okay. And if the bull ends up hooking him and bringing him down and kind of camping out over him, you guys have guys that are kind of step in there and pull the bull away from him?
Well, the bullfighters will be taking care of each other. You know,
right.
There's one thing about it that they'll all bail in and take care of each other. That and people will say, well, they're going to let one guy's going to let the other guy get hooked. Well, no, that's not how it is, because everybody has their turn it in and up underneath one, and what goes around comes around. So you take care of your buddies. You know, the whole goal of it is any bullfighter that's worth his salt, he doesn't want to beat somebody because he got around one and somebody else got run over. They want everybody to have their best day, and let's say I want to beat everybody on their good day. I don't want to beat everybody because they got run over and I got around one.
Right.
Wouldn't you say so, Des?
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, I've always kind of looked at it that we're out there for each other, win, lose, or draw type deal. That, you know, we all paid our fees and we're there for a reason. So, and that's just part of it, to help each other out if we get in a bind. But, and you know, that's part of the bullfight too. You're going to find yourself in some binds, you know, the more events you go to, but you know, we're all there for each other too.
It's always everybody wants to win, but you know, it's always nice to everybody fight bulls good and let the judges sort it with their pencil. Now, do they always get it right? Well, we all have mixed emotions and we all have our own feelings, you know, but it's like any judged event, you know, there's always somebody's going to have a discrepancy with it. One guy's happy and one guy's not, you know. Then the only thing we can't determine is it's not like a complete, as close to a prize fight as it can be, because sometimes you will see people knocked out. In fact, I've seen my buddy Doug Frazzani knocked out in Billings, Montana one year when he decided to talk and say, "I rodeo bullfighter."
"I rodeo bullfighter."
Well,
I remember that.
I got to tell you, this is definitely heating up. And, you know, as a bull rider, you know, they always say at a lot of these rodeos that this is a true test of man versus beast. But you guys are going head-to-head with these bulls. So in my opinion, as a bull rider, you know, you guys are really – this is truly the event where it is man versus beast. I mean, you know, we're talking – and just on an average, you know, because we know how much the average bull weighs – but, you know, these Mexican fighting bulls are a little bit different that you guys are going to have out there. Now, I mean, what are the sizes of these bulls that you guys are usually going up against?
Dusty?
You know, it just depends. For this event, we're going to have Borbas, and Borbas has been known for their Mexican fighting bulls for years. We're going to probably run around the range from probably anywhere from 1,000 to 1,600 pounds on some of the bigger Mexicans. But I bet you we'll float mostly around probably 1,200, 1,300-pound bulls. And they're a little smaller bull than the bucking bulls. But the advantage that these bulls got is they can turn on a dime. They run 100 miles an hour at you. And they're not going to come into Las Vegas thinking, "Oh, I'm tired today." They're going to come with their hammer cocked, and I think we got a field of guys that are going to come with their hammer cocked too. So it's I think one of the best combinations to American freestyle bullfighting, to where you were bringing some of the best and baddest bulls in the country along with 12 of the best freestyle bullfighters coming. So That's about your difference. You know, their speed and their size, and they can turn on a dime. So you just got to be ready on these bulls.
Those animals, being the Mexican fighting bull, they are bred to fight. That's from the time they're calves, they will come to you. They're not going to run from you. Once they get where they're by themselves, the best way to handle Mexican fighting bulls or Mexican cattle of that hot bloodline is if one gets sorted off from the rest of the herd, go get the rest of the herd and bring it back to him. Because once they get to where it's one-on-one, their first instinct is to fight.
Wow.
Exactly.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's going to be impressive to watch, and like I said, we are definitely looking forward to it. Now, guys, what do you say we slide on down, take a quick break? Like I said, we got the phone lines open, 646-915-9940. Phone lines are open if y'all want to talk with Rob Smets or Dusty Tuckness. You know, we're here for you guys. We want to answer y'all's questions, and, you know, we'll be happy to just sit back and talk some rodeo with you. So y'all stay tuned, rodeo fans. We'll be right back.
This is Wrangler National Finals rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin8 is a winner.
Who's once a bull-hooking son of a gun? Now who keeps a pike? Get out behind chute number one. Who was riding high till a pretty girl rode him to the ground? Any kid knows where to find me. I'm Bandy the Rodeo Clown. In the riding and the roping, I was closing in on number one. Now in dreams at night I ride on that silver saddle I never won. Since she left me the whiskey, takes me to the rodeo grounds, where the cowboys think I'm handy. I'm Bandy the Rodeo Clown. I could ride them all, the bulls in the Bronx knew I was boss. But the ride that woman took me on a whole lot more than this old cowboy's bones. While the tears on my makeup melts my painted smile into a frown, the crowd thinks I'm a dandy. I'm Bandy the Rodeo Clown. My painted smile into a frown. The crowd thinks I'm a dandy. I'm Bandy the Rodeo Clown.
Welcome back, rodeo fans. That's right. You're listening to Making Eight Outreach back on the Ranch Radio Show. Tonight, joining me back on the ranch would be Rob Smets as well as Dusty Tugness. And, guys, you still with us?
Oh, yeah, we're here.
Yes, sir.
There's one thing about that bullfight there, though. You won't have to worry about any of them guys having a pint hid behind chute number one.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what.
There's way too much money, and we got two good athletes coming there. It's not quite back in that day anymore.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, I'll tell you what. You know, I mean, rodeo itself has come a long way over the years, and Rob, nobody knows probably better than you do. I mean, because you've helped develop the sport into what it is today. But you know, you had the experience, you know, of being around the rodeos back when it was like that. You know.
Oh yeah, been there, done that. You know, unfortunately, I can't say different, but. You know, the sport has grown tremendously. Sponsors, you've got a lot of guys that are, you know, college educated, and you know, and there's a time and a place for having fun, and there's a time and a place to take care of business. And for the kind of money that's going to be out there in Las Vegas, that's the time and place to take care of some business.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, I know these guys are headstrong. They're ready to get their game faces on and go to work. And let's start talking about these guys. I mean, you know, what was it that made you decide, you know, or how did you guys go about deciding who were the top 12 riders that were going to compete in this event?
Well, to pick the top 12 bullfighters, we went with the credentials of all the applicants. We opened it up to applications throughout the United States. And when all the applications came in, Miles and myself and Frizzani sat down, and we went through it and started picking.
Wonderful. So let's start off talking about them, and we'll just go right down the line here. I mean, the list is posted on the Thunder Equa Games website, which is equagames.com, and we've got a link posted up on our website, and I believe you do as well on yours, correct, Rob?
Yes, I do.
It's on there. So, rodeo fans, if you guys are interested, you can check out either robsmets.com or make an eight right here. We've got a nice link for you, and you can go on and find out and learn about the freestyle bullfighting. And, you know, I'll tell you what, I love that website, and I think they've done a wonderful job with it. But let's talk about some of these bullfighters here. You know, Evan Allard, who we had the opportunity to talk with last week with you, Rob, although we didn't hear a lot from him because I think you and Ross were going back and forth.
Ross never gave him much of a chance. Don't blame it on me.
That is true. I'll tell you what. He, you know, him and I have sat around and we have had some conversation that have extended well into the late night evening. But the Vanita Oklahoma Cowboy, you know, I mean, Dusty, what do you know about this guy?
Well, talking about Evan Allard, this is a kid that when I first started going to Rex's bullfights about 4 years ago, you know, that's just kind of one of our big venues that we'd go to there in Ada. And about my second or third time there, there's a kid that couldn't make it to the bullfight, and Rex called Evan up as an alternate. And Evan showed up, and he was excited as all get out to be able to come there. And I met Evan a week before at a bullfight school we were doing, so I got to know him a little bit there. And he went into the bullfight, and he was excited. He never quit his bulls, but he was a little unsure and didn't have the knowledge of freestyle that event. And the next event in Ada, he was one of the bullfighters. He won an alternate, and I tell you what, it looked like a totally different kid. This kid had the confidence. He nodded his head with confidence. He was making some really crisp moves. He was sticking with his bulls. I think he was 92 and 91 before he went to the short round. So I mean, he put two back-to-back 90-point bullfights together from 6 months prior, to where he didn't even really understand the freestyle, and so he improved so much in just 1 year. This last spring, he came into Ada. He won Ada. This kid's handy. I mean, he's been going out to the East Coast and winning some of them UBF bullfights. He's wanting to learn, and he's aggressive, and he's just getting after them bulls. We just had a bullfight in Fort Smith, Arkansas, 2 weeks ago. He went to there and won that one. I mean, this kid just come out of the woodwork, and you know, his dedication to it is what helped him get to where he's at now. He's just aggressive, and he just wants to learn and wants to get better. And he's, you know, he's a new name in the bunch. When me and Rob kind of talked about some guys that, you know, not a lot of people knew about him, but he's one of them that you better watch out for come Vegas, because he'll come a fighting.
Good deal.
I had heard was, you know, I'd heard a lot of good things about the young man. Of course, just it was 2 weeks ago or a little over a week ago that he won Rex's event in Fort Smith, Arkansas, and that definitely put him right up there on the names on the list.
Excellent. Well, yeah. I'll tell you what, that young kid, he's definitely going to be one to keep an eye out on. And, you know, those ones that are real quiet, kind of sit back and you don't really know a lot about are the ones that usually end up making a name for themselves at these bigger events. So,
youth is they come in there with no fear and they see the big buckle at the end of the rainbow there and they know that they want it really bad. So they've got the world to gain and nothing to lose, so they are dangerous.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, let's talk about this next cowboy here. And, you know, like I said, you guys know these guys a lot better than I do. You guys compete with them. You know, Rob, you've passed these guys a lot, you know, and of course, you're more of a mentor to a lot of these guys as well. I mean, these guys, you know, really try to model themselves after the performances that you've done. So, you know, I mean, you really have
easy. Don't let them get too big of a head now.
Easy. Well, the next guy that we'll bring up would be Andy Burrell. He's a two-time world champion. As Dusty mentioned earlier, the first guy to come and attempt and do the backflip. The guy has a lot of talent. Lives in Ardmore, Oklahoma. Dusty and him work together a lot. Dusty knows him by far better than I do. But there's one thing about Burrell. He's a competitor. He does not like losing, you know. And if he loses, you will know it because he will drop that bottom lip and almost walk on it. But you know what? The thing that makes great champions is, you know what, if you can take losing and you like losing, well, you know what, guys that are great winners aren't great losers.
Right. Absolutely. Well, I mean, you know, that's well said, and that's for any kind of competitive sport, you know. But I'll tell you what, well, you know, this guy's the one that created the backflip, and of course, you know, Dusty, we had an opportunity to see you, and you know, who knows? I mean, for the fans out there, we may have an opportunity to see it once more out there. You know, I mean, these guys are competing for a lot of money out there. And, you know, so they're going to be putting it on the line and making things happen.
Well, Mike, with Andy, like Rob was talking, never say never with Andy because, you know, like Rob said, is he don't like losing. He's going to go to win. And he's one of the older guys that is coming in this event. Where he was back in the old school where it was rough and tough and everybody was out to beat everybody and, you know, he's liable to throw a backflip or something new that we haven't seen yet and he's just flat tough. The difference between Andy and maybe Evan and some of these younger guys that are going to be on tour is some of the newer guys and like Rob and Frazzani style, they really dressed up a little. They really looked classy on them, stepping through, throwing fakes, didn't make themselves make a lot of steps, made the bull come to them. With Andy, he's more of a little old school. He's going to take the fight to him. He'll do his step-throughs and that, but he'll really drive into his shoulder, and he doesn't quit. I mean, he might get hooked and run over, but you better watch it. He's going to be right back, grabbing that bull's tail, diving into his shoulder again.
He's going to try to get even, and that's what makes him so successful.
Exactly.
Well, how about this next cowboy, Lance, and I'm not sure if I'm going to pronounce his last name right.
It's Lance Britton from Windsor, Colorado.
That's right.
He's a former world champion, quite possibly the best athlete in the field.
For sure.
The guy has talent that oozes out of him. The key is, Lance is one of the older guys in the field that it'll be interesting to see how prepared he is when he gets there. I know he's going to be prepared, but it's not just physical preparation when you do this because it's as much mental as it is physical.
Yeah,
exactly.
Because man's worst enemy is his own mind, and there's a lot of head games that go on amongst bullfighters, just amongst you and your own mind, and things that, you know. It's going to be really interesting. We've got some guys here, like I said, that are going to be powerful. Lance Britton is going to be a force to be reckoned with. There's no doubt in my mind.
Yeah.
Good deal.
And the thing with like Lance and some of these older guys that are coming in, I think that they've been through the tour when it was an actual bullfight tour. They've been under heavy pressure situations. Lance has won the world title. They've been through this, and I know for some of these younger guys, they're going to bring it to the table. But I remember the first time when I stepped in the arena with Lance Britton or Frank Newsom or one of these older guys that I looked up to as a kid, and I thought to myself, holy cow, I'm fighting against a world champion here. And so that's going to play an effect, I think, on maybe some of them younger guys. But so I have confidence with Lance. Actually, I just talked to Lance today about the bullfight, and he's getting in shape. He's back in the gym, and he's actually talked to Kevin Rich, a guy that's got some fighting bulls up by his place, and they're fixing to go through. Actually, he said him and Quirt were fixing to go through some Mexicans here between the time now and to the bullfight in Las Vegas. So it's, you know, these guys are taking control of it and looking at it the right way, I think.
There's four guys in this field, Lance Britton being one of them. Mike Matt, Cord Hunt, and Frank Newsom that have had the opportunity in the past to play for some pretty big dollars. Not quite the dollars that we're playing for here, but they have played in some high stakes bullfights and Lance Britton, Mike Matt are both world champions. Frank Newsom was a runner up for the world, has won Rex's events on several occasions. And Frank Newsom, of course, we get to watch him week in and week out on the PBRs. You know, when Frank called up and said that he was interested in being part and that he was sending his application in, and you know that he's got the best job in the world working 30 of the greatest events in the country for the PBR, and he's willing to put his cowboy protection cleats aside to say, you know what, I want to come mix it up, boys. That's pretty exciting.
Well, I'll tell you what, that is going to be some entertainment there, you know, and just like you, I myself, you know, I mean, I've never been on the Built for Tough Series tour. I have ridden some PBR events, and I'll tell you what, when you see that guy walk by, you know, you really know that he's out there to look after you, and he is really impressive to watch week in and week out with these guys. I cannot wait. I think that's going to be one of the highlights. But, you know, we've got so many of these bullfighters there to talk about. I mean, like Mike Matt and like you said, Cort Hunt and, Lance Britton. You know, these guys here are just so impressive. You know, they've gone through and they've really set a standard for some of these younger bullfighters that are coming up, like, Evan Allard and all these guys. But, it's going to be entertaining. You know, these guys are used to handling pressure, and I think that we're going to see that out there.
Well, and then the next young man would be from Beaumont, Texas, Casey Craig. And Dusty's going to have had the opportunity of seeing him. I've heard a lot of good things about him. Once again, this was a young man that I didn't really get to see much of. And so I picked Dusty's brain quite a bit on a lot of the young guns.
The thing with Casey is I actually got to know Casey about 2 years ago going to Rex's bullfight in Ada. I seen a kid, he was a new kid coming to Ada, and, you know, and I'm not a guy to judge somebody by appearances or anything. Casey went in there, put on some nice bullfights, didn't weaken on his bulls, he drew two nice little bulls, just missed a short round that first year. The next year we come back to Ada. And he drew some older, smarter bulls, and they pushed him out, or not pushed him out, but kind of knocked him down and around a little bit. I wasn't sure if his fire would stay lit, and it did. I mean, he got right back up, right back in that bull's face, and just went to him and was aggressive, made the short round, and ended up second to Ross Hill by a couple points that year for the title. You know, he's a younger kid, a guy, you know, he's just starting to get out. He just got his PRCA card. He's he's hungry. I can tell you that about this kid. He's hungry. He's tough, and he's one of the younger guys that'll dress up a bull too. And by dressing up a bull, I mean, and like when you and Rob were talking about earlier about the step throughs and the fakes, just really making it look like an art instead of just running in circles. Really, just make it look classy. And you know, he's got a few tricks up his sleeve that I've seen him throw. So he's going to be a threat too. You know, like I said, Rob, Doug, and Miles, they put a list of guys together that I think any of them can walk in there and walk away the champion. It's just going to come down to who puts the time in from now till the event, and who wants it a little more, I think.
Well, you know, this next guy, Rob, I don't think we should really talk a whole lot about, because
I think we ought to just skip him.
You know, his head is liable to swell up. But, you know, anybody who knows this next cowboy, Ross Hill, you know, one of the class acts. Now, this is one bullfighter that I did have an opportunity to see.
You didn't say class act, and you didn't use Ross Hill and class act in the same sentence,
well,
did you?
I got to say, he has not all right, let me rephrase that. Ross Hill is Ross Hill.
You can't say that.
Well,
holy
anybody
cow,
knows,
the roof will fall in on us if you say something like that.
Exactly.
But let me tell you, this guy really impressed the heck out of me. When I saw him down here in Florida, he was at the Manatee Civic Center, and, you know, he was actually doing, you know, a bull riding down here. And so he was working the protection side of it. Had another bullfighter in the arena with him, with Chris Weasel Forrest. And, you know, those two have never worked together. Between the two of them and Ross's experience and Weasel's passion for it, you know, I'll tell you what, those guys work like they've been working together for years. And to see Ross step through and do some of his things when it needed to be done, you know, was so impressive to watch. I like I said, he definitely got my vote. And, you know, and then they did toss out a few fighting bulls. And I mean, Ross, you know, really kind of made easy work out of them. You know, they really weren't much of a challenge, and but Ross had some fun with them. It was definitely entertaining.
Well, there's no doubt about it. Ross is going to be the returning champion of the event. The guy has a lot of talent. There's no doubt.
I tell you the thing about Ross Hill. Every event that I've went to with Ross, people know Ross Hill is there. People he don't know that Ross is there, and he's a good, energetic, fun guy to be around. He likes to meet new people, and he always comes with his hammer cocked in the arena. And I always love to see when I look at a pin of bulls and I see Ross's name's in it amongst a bunch, because you know there's one guy right there that's not going to come up and just try to get through a bullfight. He's going to come and try to win the money, and that's the kind of guy Ross is, and like I said, you know, it's he's a threat. I mean, everywhere I've seen him, he's liable to win it, and he's going to come to win it. So he's a great guy to be around, and he's a lot of fun to watch. Kid's got a lot of talent.
Well, you're definitely right on that, Dusty. I mean, you know, whether you know Ross or not, by the time you leave the arena, you will, because he will make his way over to you. He is such a personal guy. And he loves
He's never
talk.
Met a stranger.
No, that is for
exactly.
sure.
Exactly.
But you know, that's the first five on our list. We still got about seven more, man. Let's get down here. You know, Court Hunt is the next cowboy down there. What do you know about this guy, Dusty?
Court, I actually got to meet Court a couple years ago when I went to Denver. I come through there. Actually, it was the story I was telling you earlier about he wanted me to pull the backflip, and from there on, I got to know him and watched him do a lot of protection, you know, in Denver, and the guy's handy at protection, and then I got to watching some older freestyle tapes of my buddies and that, and he'd go to Ada and some of them bullfighting events a couple years back, and he's salty, you know, and he'll get around him. He's smooth. He's not a big talker where he's going to go around and pipe his horn and tell everybody ooh and all this. I mean, he's just going to go, and I think he's going to tie his cleats on and put on a show.
Good deal.
Court Hunt, is the guy's a lot of really good hand. He's got a lot of talent. And the thing about Court Hunt, not that it helped with him getting chosen there, but he's as good a cowboy, a horseback, as he is a bullfighter. You know, he's a cowboy. The kid comes from Nebraska. He can ride and break colts and he can fight some bulls. There's no backup in him. That big raw bone kid from Nebraska, he's tough.
Well, you know those Nebraska boys, they are. So definitely look forward to seeing him there. Toby Inman's is going to be the next cowboy that we have down there. What made you decide to pick him, Rob?
Well, I tell you what, Toby Inman, when I look at the field, is the guy that I'm most excited about. Because Toby Inman competed in our bullfight out there last year. The guy has a lot of talent. He got ran over. He jumped one twice out there last year. But the great story about Toby Inman is this year at Salinas against Dusty will correct me a little bit, but there was Andy, Wasey,
yep.
Ross Hill.
Yep.
Who else was in the field there, Dusty?
Dave Jancy and Jeremy Munns.
And Toby Inman win the whole shooting match. Now, the Salinas Rodeo bullfight is the one that all bullfighters are proud to say they're a winner of. That Salinas Buckle means a lot, and it's a high-paying event. So Toby finally found out that he could really beat Andy and Wasey and Ross. You know, I mean, he's won second to those guys. I don't think other than there, Dusty, you may correct me, but I don't think he's ever really beat those guys.
Not really, you know, and to be able to go out his first year to Salinas, California, like Rob was saying, one of the best bullfights when the tour originally started to now, and be able to go out there and just fight bulls and don't think about the environment that you're in and come out on top. It's an achievement just to win the event, but going in your first year and know that you got Andy and Wasey and Ross and those guys that you got to fight for 4 rounds.
And Andy
had
already won Salinas a couple times, right?
Wasey and Ross have won Salinas twice, all of them. And like I said, to be able to come in there your first year and just fight bulls, not worrying about the environment, and come out on top is just a great accomplishment to any bullfighter to go out there.
And the other big powerful thing that's going to be in Toby's mindset favor, he won it fighting Borba bulls.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yep. Good deal. Well, we definitely look forward to seeing him down there as well. Now, the next guy we're going to talk about, and I know that anybody who's watched, you know, any of the PBR events or anything like that, or been around the PRCA, has seen this guy fight at some of these events, and that's Mike Mapp from Blanco, Texas.
Well, and Mike Mapp's a four-time world champion. I mentioned Lance being a great athlete. Mike was a Division II All-American football player as a safety from up in Montana. The guy has all kinds of speed, great athleticism. He is one of the older guys in the group, but I can promise you he doesn't wear 4 gold buckles because he is not a force to be reckoned with.
Absolutely.
Mm, for sure.
Now, what made him decide to throw his cleats back on? You know, I mean, when it came down to this event, is it the money or is it just the competitiveness in the event itself, Rob?
Well, $15,000 to win first, and if they went place in the other, obviously to win first means you won the first two rounds. The man that wins this event's going to get out of there with over $17,000. That's a pretty nice check in December.
Yes, it is.
When you start talking that kind of money, like I said, all of a sudden applications came in from Mike Mapp, from Lance Britton, from Frank. Frank Newsom hasn't been in a bullfight in a few years, but when Frank Newsom called up and he said, "I've been running and I've been praying and I want in," there wasn't any doubt in my mind. I could tell from the tone of voice that he had that Newsom was coming ready.
Yeah.
Yep.
Good deal. Well, we definitely look forward to seeing him down there. We got Lacey Munsell, the next guy. You know, this guy here, another one that really sets a precedence for some of these younger guys and has made a really big impact.
Well, Lacey Munsell.
Tell you thing about.
Go ahead,
Ron. I said the thing about Lacey Munsell is I got to know, I've been knowing Lacey about 4 years now, and when I was still up in Wyoming and I didn't have a chance to come down south yet, I just heard about this young kid that was really handy, and when I started coming down, I got to know Lacey, and Lacey's a guy that has probably accomplished more things in a small amount of time than a lot of these other guys on the list. I mean, he's won the Invitational Bullfight at the PBR World Championships 2 years in a row. He's won the World Championship in Ada, Oklahoma for X's 2 times. He's went out to Salinas and won that 2 times back-to-back, and he's accomplished so much in a short amount of time that he's a threat to be reckoned with, and he grew up around freestyle. You know, he was around Rob, he was around Rex. His dad's a former bullfighter, so he just grew right up into it and just took off about 17 years old and just was on fire, and there's a kid there that, you know, you flash that kind of money, you know, that kid's going to come with his hammer cock, too. And he's still got them young wheels, you know, on him to some of these older guys. So he's probably one of the guys on here, probably along with about 3 or 4 other guys, that can dress up a bull just about as good as anybody can.
You know, and to go on with what Dusty said, that his dad was a bullfighter from as long as I can remember us going to the PRCA convention. That young boy was at the convention with his dad year in and year out, and he would show us videos of him fighting calves, of his working steers, of his, you know, he's wanted to be a bullfighter all his life. That's all he's ever wanted to do, and he's turned into one of the best.
Excellent. Well, this next guy that we're going to talk about, I mean, you know, the name speaks for itself. Everybody knows it, you know, that has watched rodeos and have watched the PBR and whatnot. But this next guy, Frank Newsom, you know, and like you said, he hasn't been in the arena with these type of bulls in a couple years, you know. But definitely, you know, put his application in right away when he heard about what was going on.
Well, Frank Newsom, as everybody knows, you know, they watch him week in and week out working the PBR. He is one of the greatest protection men ever. There's one thing about Frank Newsom. He is not afraid to throw his body in there. Okay?
Exactly.
And he's not afraid to sacrifice his body. There's no doubt in my mind that he's going to come here prepared, that, you know, and he's been second for the Wrangler Jeans World title. I know that he's won Rex's events in the past, in the early years, that Frank Newsom will be a force to be reckoned with before it's all said and done.
Good deal.
And like Rob was saying, you know, his name is Fearless Frank Newsom. There's no fear in the guy. His cowboy protection is just outstanding. Watching old tapes when the tour was back going, this guy was just a hand protecting and a hand freestyle. You know, there's not too many guys back when the tour was that would be voted in for the NFR and make the championships for the bullfight, and he was one of them. And this, like Rob said, he knows the game, he knows the drill, and it's not like he's been sitting at home eating potato chips watching TV the last 2 years. He's been around bulls at the PBR, so he's going to come with the hammer.
He works 50 bulls a night when most of those guys are working 10 and 15, so... You won't have to worry about Newsom being ready.
No, that's for sure. That's for sure. Well, this next guy, you know, we haven't talked about much at all. What can we say about Kevin Pitts?
Kevin Pitts, he's another young kid, and this kid, you know, about a couple years ago, I got to start meeting him at Rex's deals. He's a young kid. He's just got his PRCA card, had it for about a year, year and a half, and he's hungry. He's a kind of a taller, skinnier guy. But he'll go to bulls. It don't matter if it's a young, hot Mexican, old Mexican, or an old crossbred. He's going to go and fight one. And the thing that I like about him that ties into a lot of these other guys is, you know, he's tough. You know, he gets knocked down, he's going to get right back up, mad at that some buck, and go back to him and just be real aggressive. And he's another one that's dressy. You know, he'll dress him up just like Rob used to do, a lot of fakes and step-throughs, really keeping that bull close, diving into that shoulder, and he's gonna come a-firing, and he's just another one of them young guys that I like seeing in this lineup.
Well, and as to go along with what Dusty said, he's a young gunslinger, and you know what? There's a lot of big-time names on this list. He puts a notch on his pistol right here. He's putting an awful big notch.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Well, you know, and our final slot that's opened up went to Jesse Tennant of Springfield, Oregon. So what made you decide to pick him, Rob?
Well, Jesse Tennant's from up there in Springfield, Oregon. This is a big, strong kid. He's tough. You're going to run Jesse over, he's going to get up. He will fight to get even. A lot of good talent, kid from the Northwest, and he's another one that's going to be a force to be reckoned with. He hasn't, you know, not a lot of people have seen him, but he's going to be just fine right there, I promise you.
The thing about Jesse that stands out to me the most is he's been in a handful of bullfights, and this last year at the finals, he was in the NFR cell in the bullfights. And a couple months before that, he called me and told me that he was getting ready for it. He really wanted to improve his freestyle and stuff. And like Rob said, he's a big, tough kid. When he came into Vegas, he trimmed down. He was in bullfighting shape. He took it serious. This is something that meant a lot to him. And he went in and put a good show on. You could still see that, you know, he had some stuff to learn. I actually had the opportunity to put on a bullfight this year in June up in Cody, Wyoming with Cannon Acey. I invited him to come there. He ended up drawing a bull. His number's 20 of Kevin Rich's, which is an old, smart Mexican, which means these bulls kind of know what you're going to do before you do. He ended up drawing him. He put on just a classic bullfight, just dressed this old bull up really good. He was back in shape. I bet you didn't even take one big breath, and he really put a lot of dedication into it and stepped up to the plate and put on a good show. And he, you know, just like I was talking about Evan Allard, you know, they went from, you know, just starting to hit some bullfights to the next time they stepped in the arena, it was like a totally different person. So I know the thing with Jesse is when he heard that he's got the call for this bullfight, I know he's probably out in the hills running right now. He's got a lot of dedication, and he's going to come to fight.
He'll be running, and the other thing is the kid works as a logger, too, so he's used to going up and down that hillside. He'll be legged up. There won't be any doubt about it.
Wow.
Exactly.
Well, I'll tell you what, you guys are going to have to, you know, you guys are going to have to kind of keep a lookout, man, because I'm telling you what, I don't want to cross paths with any one of these guys. You know, if you're willing to step in the arena with these bulls as strong as you are, yeah, I'll tell you what, man. I may every now and again have a little fun, jump on the back of them a little bit, but like I said, you know, I mean, these things are fierce, and from what we're hearing here is you guys are going to have the best bullfighting bull there in the arena. And, you know, these guys are ready to take them on. So, I mean, what a heck of a matchup. We do have two alternates, too. You know, we have Dave Yancey and Mad Dog Simpson. And, you know, hopefully, you know, these guys, unfortunately, they're not going to have an opportunity to be in that top 12, but they are there in the case that something does happen to any one of these other guys, right?
Well, what will happen there is if somebody doesn't show up for the first go-round by some bad plane connection or something like that was to happen, or somebody happens to get hurt between now and then, Dave Yancey will be the first alternate, and then Shane Mad Dog Simpson that people watch on the PBR is also doing cowboy protection from Australia. He's the second alternate.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what, guys? I think you've got one heck of a good lineup there. I mean, you know, and, you know, Dusty, you know, we're gonna be pumped up, man. This has got me amped up, ready to go. And you know, we're gonna have a lot to talk about once we get out there and see these guys in action.
Well, and the cool thing about this setup that Rob's brought, not only has he brought it to one of the best places to put on event in Las Vegas, one of the best resorts there at the South Point, but with this lineup, it's probably one of the coolest lineups I've ever seen, bar none, in freestyle, because you've got the old school with the new school. You're mixing it up, and the old school guys have been there and done it. These new school guys are young and hungry. It's going to be a great matchup, you know, with former world champions to guys that haven't got a lot of exposure yet. It's going to be good to watch, and some of the best fighting bulls going down the road to this day. It's a great matchup.
Well, you know, and the big part of it is, too, is we're going in with the Thunder Equa Games, where for all the team ropers out there, it's one of the highest paying team roping in the country. For the cowboy mounted shooters, there's a cowboy mounted shooting contest. Charmaine James has her invitational barrel race, you know, where they win X number of dollars and a bloomer trailer. Cactus Saddleries is part of it. Fastback ropes, disc buckles, Prefort Ranch equipment, Schwab trucks, and our good friends at Wrangler Jeans. So without all those good sponsors, it wouldn't be possible for us to bring this event to them. But we've got a little bit of something for everybody. You're not just going to get bored by watching one event there.
You're that is exactly right, Rob. I mean, and then not to mention, you know, once we do wrap things up at the South Point Casino there, you know, most of these folks are heading on down to the Wrangler National Finals that are going to be going on during the same time. So, you know, this is going to be a two-weekend event that is set up for the Rodeo Cowboys, the fans. You know, this is definitely going to be set up for you. You know, if you're already heading out there to the Wrangler National Finals, you might want to slide by and check out the South Point Casino, because I really think that you're going to see one spectacular event there.
Yeah, we're going to be at the South Point Event Center. It's Friday, December 12th, or December 4th at 1 o'clock, and on the Saturday the 12th at 1 o'clock. Tickets are $20. They're on sale now at the southpointeventcenter.com, or you can also check us out on www.equigames.com.
Right on, Rob.
If you like rodeo, this is the weekend to go, because not only are you going to have the best bullfighters in the world with the best bulls, you're going to have the best mountain shooting, team rope and bell racing, and then on top of that, you're going to have your top 15 contestants in the world and the PRCA competing for world titles. So
go ahead, Dusty.
I was just going to say, so it's got something for everybody, and you can put it all in one fun, packed-filled day.
Right, because we've made sure nothing overlaps. Our show being at 1 o'clock, we'll be done between 3 and 3:30, and the national finals performances don't start till 6:30, I believe, in the evening. So, like Dusty said, we're going to have something for everybody.
Yep, absolutely. Well, you know what, Rob? I don't want to hold you up much longer, man, and I definitely appreciate you jumping on with us on MakingEight.com here so we can talk about this event. We can talk about these bullfighters that are going to be getting out there, you know, and I'm telling you what, I just don't see where you could have picked a better 12. Now, the only thing I'm looking at here is I don't see anything, you know, any of these bullfighters from over here on the Southeast Coast, you know. We're just not seeing them here yet. And, I started thinking to myself when I was looking at the list that was posted earlier today is, you know, we're going to have to do something to fix that. And I said, you know, the only way I really think we could do it is if maybe we could drag Rob Smets himself down here to the Southeast and get a hold of some of these bullfighters and tell them, y'all, look, this is what we have going on, and you guys have just as much an opportunity. So what do you say, Rob? You think we can get you on the schedule to get you down here?
Well, you know what? It just so happens that I've got a plane ticket. I'm coming down there to Fort Myers November 21st for the bull riding down there.
Right on. Well, that's what it's all about, man. I'm telling you, we're excited about it. You know, I had a chance to talk with you earlier today, and, you know, this is what this is what Florida needs for starters. But, you know, we've had the pleasure of having some great bull riders, and Brian Corson and Tater Porter and now Caleb Sanderson, one of the young rookies in the PBR. You know, these guys have been around, and they have came and gone. Doug Walker himself, you know, with the PRCA.
That who we're coming to work for that event.
That's right, absolutely. And both of us will be there for that. And I'll tell you what, you gotta make plans. Either lunch or dinner is on me one of those days. We gotta get together and get things ready and lined up for the Echo games.
Well, we can do that, but you know what? You did forget Zolfo Springs, Florida has had a former world champion bullfighter in Michael Smurf Horton.
Yeah, that you would be right on. That you would be right on. Now, I got to tell you, Robin, I hate to do it, man, but you kind of threw us in there. Now, see, really, I may have just been a young little pike riding around on a tricycle when Smurf was running around here. So he was just a little bit before my time, but I know you had the opportunity to run with him pretty hard out there.
I fought bulls against Smurf, yes, on several occasions. In fact, the first time I came to Florida, I flew into Florida in 1980 for Pat Hansel. He picked me up at the airport in Fort Myers. We drove back up to Arcadia. Pat said, we're going to buck some bulls in his backyard. And Smurf was, he introduced me to Michael Horton right there. And that was back when Michael was still riding bulls. I think I was 19 and Smurf was probably 14 years old. Pat Hansel had a pen full of bulls right there, and we bucked bulls right in the backyard that day.
Wow. That's impressive. That's impressive. Now, Rob, what are some of the upcoming events that you have? We know that you have Fort Myers on the 21st of November, right down here in Florida, but, what are some of the other upcoming events you have going on?
The next big event I'll be going to, I'm going for the PCB Tour in La Crosse, Wisconsin on the 5th and 6th of November. The 13th and 14th, I will be for the Red Dirt Rodeo Cowboys Association, their event in Lawton, Oklahoma. And the 21st, I'll be in Florida.
Well, I'll tell you what, you better bring your shorts because, you're coming out of a change of environment there. You're going to be up in Wisconsin the first part of November and then all the way down here in sunny Florida in Fort Myers. So I'll tell you what, man, hopefully you don't catch cold. That's a dramatic change in temperature.
I hope you're right that come November 21st, I still need a pair of shorts in Florida.
Well, you know what? In most cases, we do, but it always happens that way. Anytime there's something big going on down here, there's always some sort of cold front. And usually we blame it on the guys that are coming down from the north. So hopefully they won't
feel
Ross.
Now you're
going to
blame
yet.
Me. I see how you're as bad as that damn Ross Hill.
Hey, you know what, Rob? Honestly, I just saw on your website earlier today that you got a phone call this week. And that you've been actually elected to be inducted into the Texas Rodeo Hall of Fame coming up this next year.
I did receive a phone call this week, and I am getting inducted in the Texas Rodeo Hall of Fame. And it, Carla and I were out going to check on a mare and a foal that we've got on a place and check a little fence, and I got the phone call, and I was at a loss for words. But it's a great honor. I'm really pleased. I get inducted next April, and to be inducted into Hall of Fame, where people think that you could play with the best of the best, that's it doesn't get any better than that.
Absolutely. Well, congratulations to you. I know it. It's one thing to be inducted as well as in the Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame, which you've already accomplished. But to have some of these state organizations, and of course Texas is a rodeo state, to be inducted into the Texas Rodeo Hall of Fame is going to be another honor for you, and it's another accomplishment that I know that you're proud of.
I am very proud of it.
Absolutely. Well, hey, we're going to go ahead and let you go and get back to the family and all. We definitely want to wish you luck in these upcoming events that you're going to be out at. Like I said, we look forward to catching up with you down here in Fort Myers, and we're going to be there as well at Doug Walker's deal and the Southern States Bull Riding. So we certainly look forward to seeing you down there.
All right. Well, thanks, Scott. Dusty, have a great night. We'll see you soon, amigo.
You too, Rob.
All right, Rob.
All right.
Take care.
Thanks a lot, Macon H. Y'all have a good night.
All right.
Will do.
Well, Dusty, hey, man, it is you and me, man. And I don't know about you, but I am fired up about this event. And I know that you have a lot on your plate out there in Vegas. being able to compete in the Wrangler National Finals and actually work out there, and do what you guys do best. And it's unfortunate that you won't be able to compete in both events, and I know you're going to be chomping at the bit once we get out there. But what better way to bring the excitement to the fans that can't make it out there to Vegas than put somebody of your caliber and your nature in bullfighting on the radio with us and on MakingEight.com. So it is absolutely a pleasure to have you on there, man, and we definitely look forward to having you.
I look forward to being on it. You know, that way, like I said, I don't get to compete, but I still get a little part in it. I know a lot of these guys, I've grown up with them, and Rob's done just tremendous things to help this freestyle get back in gear, and I'm just looking forward to it. It's going to be a great 2 weeks out in Vegas, and, like I said, the heat's coming, both bullfighters and bulls, so get your tickets. It's going to be wild.
Absolutely. Now, just out of curiosity, what are you doing in the meantime between now and the Wrangler National Finals?
Today I just started heading up home. Heading back to Wyoming. I got a couple weeks off to get some work done, and then I go to first part of November. I go to Casper, Wyoming, for pro rodeo, and then the very next weekend I go to the Mountain State Circuit Finals Rodeo, which is in Denver, Colorado. And then I get a couple days off after that, and then I fly out to Atlanta, Georgia for the PBF World Finals and the Challenger Finals out there for a weekend. And then I hurry back home, and my best friend, Cannon Acey, he's getting married Saturday after Thanksgiving, and then Sunday morning we're rolling to Vegas.
Wonderful, man. Well, I'll tell you what, we cannot wait to get out there ourselves. And we just know, man, we're going to have a great time. We're going to have so much fun sitting here talking about a lot of these guys and talking about these performances that they're going to have out there. You know, Vegas is where we're going to find out, you know, who's going to be the best. And, we've got a lot of veteran bullfighters out there as well as a lot of these younger guys that are looking to make a name for themselves. And just like Rob said earlier, these guys, these young guys are going to have an opportunity to beat some of these older guys out there, and that's the way they're going to want to do it. I mean, in order to be the best, you have to beat the best.
Exactly.
All right, buddy. Well, hey, listen, man, take care of yourself. Drive careful on that road up there, and it has been an absolute pleasure having you on. Anytime, we do our weekly Back on the Ranch shows, and I know we'll be in touch between now and then. We want to keep tabs on you and find out how things are going with you, and we'll definitely look forward to seeing you at the finals.
Oh, it's going to be a great time, so looking forward to it.
Absolutely, Dusty. Well, like I said, drive safe, and we'll holler at you later, okay? All right, buddy. Take care. All right, rodeo fans, there you have it. Rob Smets himself putting on the Rob Smets Invitational at the Thunder Equa Games. Going on to Las Vegas in December. This is where it's at. Great opportunity for you fans. And for the ones that cannot make it out there, you're going to be able to hear all the action brought to you live on MakingEight.com. We're going to have Dusty Tuckness as our co-host for the event, and it's going to be a wild one. So, y'all get ready, get a grip, get tuned in to MakingEight.com. Y'all keep tuning in. We're going to have more special guests here coming up within these next couple weeks. Rob Smets is going to be right down here in Fort Myers as we do our Making Eight Live event from Fort Myers with the SSBR and the Diamond W Rodeo Productions with Doug Walker. So there's a lot going on here in these last few months. We've got the PBR heading into their finals in Las Vegas coming up in just a few weeks. They've got one more event left, and you're going to have an opportunity to see some of these bullfighters, that you see there at the PBR. They're going to be putting on their cleats for this big event going on over at the Thunder Equa Games and at the South Point Casino. So y'all make your way down there, get your plane tickets and your reservations now, because I'm telling you, it's going fast. Anyways, until next week, rodeo fans, actually we're going to be live doing our live broadcast on Sunday in Myakka City, where we're going to be covering the Southern States Bull Riding and their Jason Wade Challenger Series. So, rodeo fans, y'all stay tuned. Get a grip. Happy trails. Until then, we'll talk to you later.
Reno by next Friday night. But I ain't so sure, 'cause the bill's been piling up way too high. So tonight I'm going out and drinking and hanging out with my friends. And this Sonny Leopard playing the after party again. Well, I can't be down. Corey Rash held on the cash for a good ride. And Pandora's box lost the fight with Tater Porter tonight. And that Bull Kid Rock was no match for Justin McBride. And old Ross Coleman finally wrote Blueberry Wine. So tonight down under, Brendan Clark put a hurtin' on the hammer. And J-Dub, your heart's girlfriend, sang the Star Spangled Banner. With his cross clear, got him standing for the hometown Louisiana crowd. And Sean Willingham, blue chaps, represent the old dirty south. So tonight